Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know? With Seresto, you can fit and forget about your pet's flea and tick treatment for the next 7 to 8 months in just one application. Seresto Flea and Tick Control Collar provides long-lasting, clinically proven flea and tick protection for both cats and dogs. So you can say goodbye to monthly applications and hello to long-lasting protection. Simply fit and forget about fleas and ticks with Seresto from now until October. Find out more at seresto.co.uk and to find your local store.
Hello and welcome back to yet another episode of the Pop-Up Podcast. This week we are joined with Anastasia and Byron, and we talk about McDonald's collaborations, we talk about billionaire status, we talk about people running our Instagrams, Nicki Minaj beef, and of course, we talk about Love Island. Would it be me speaking for half an hour if I couldn't include Love Island in some way or another? Anastasia and Byron, welcome to the podcast. How are we doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I actually just want to disclaim, because I think I've got the quite possibly the most annoying thing that you could possibly have for a podcast. I slightly lost my voice on the weekend, but I don't have one of those things where you like lose a voice and it's kind of goes a bit raspy and it's kind of like almost like sexy. It's like, oh, that sounds nice. Like mine just sounds like nails on a chalkboard. Like, it's not like, oh, it's a bit raspy. It's like, babe, you need a Strepsil. Like, this isn't even nice.
What were you doing on the weekend? Why did you lose your voice?
Oh, just out and about, what am I like?
I feel like we're all in the same boat. I literally woke up this morning and my nose is like I need to blow so much snot out my face. It's a joke.
Yesterday I woke up and I was actually like, why do I have no voice? I was like, this is quite possibly the worst thing ever. But you know, you win some, you lose some. I just have to keep trucking on.
Perfect timing for a podcast.
Have you guys been watching Love Island?
Yes, we have. We haven't watched last night's, though.
We literally just said going on to this, like, we've caught up so far, and then last night we just didn't watch it, so then we were like, all right, great.
I kind of know what's happened from reading Twitter, though.
Yeah, to be fair, last night, I only watched this morning. It was kind of boring. Like, nothing actually happened in it. Especially because, like, oh my god, Friday nights were so good with Faye, like, going off on everyone.
Oh my god. It was kind of, like, jarring me in the end, though. Like, the whole thing, I felt like it was really, like, it was just going on forever.
This is what I was going to ask. Are you guys Team Faye or not?
I don't think I am. I think when she first came in the villa, I really, really liked her. Just because I feel like, I don't know, I feel like her attitude was quite fun at the start, but I feel like it's very boring now. And I also feel like the fact that Teddy's got the worst of it when, like, Liam and Jake have just been let off with Mom. I don't know. It's just a bit annoying.
I feel like I'm slightly controversial on this, but I actually kind of understand where Faye's coming from. Because she, like, asked him specifically, did anything happen? And he was like, no. But he was a bit flirty with Clarice. It's like, he is, like, 95% innocent, but there is, like, a little... I'm kind of on the fence, but I do get why... I think I would probably react quite similarly to Faye.
What, do you think you'd fully, like, blow your head and, like, scream like that?
I don't know. Because, well, I was about to say, maybe not if I were on television, but I actually do feel like they probably do forget that they're being recorded at all times. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like she probably just saw red and was like, that's it. And like, couldn't stop herself.
But that's why I also don't get it. They are being recorded at all times. And like, if he, like all of them, when they come back from Casa Amor, they pretend that like, it's not being filmed on TV. Like, no one's going to find out. That's what apps Apple's name.
Yeah, they literally pretend like it's not like 24-hour CCTV at all things, like constantly mic'd, like, and they're like, "I know, babe, didn't do anything. I don't know what it's on about." That's not me. That's a hologram. Like, that was not me in those videos.
They can watch the whole show. Like, are they obviously going to find it? Do you know what I mean?
Mm. But I do feel like most of them come out and they're like, "No, I've never watched it back. Like, it's too embarrassing to watch back."
You think you'd watch it back if you went in?
No, I don't think I could.
I feel like I'd watch bits back, like, if I were fit, I'd watch bits back, like, the Casa Amor thing, just because I wouldn't be able to not know. I don't know, I feel like it's quite toxic, but I feel like I'd want to just see it all. Even especially if he's saying he's not done anything, I'd kind of want to see him, like, be proved wrong.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of healthy toxicity. I always stand by that. It's boring if there's no toxicness.
Love toxic.
No, I feel like I would just couldn't watch myself, because obviously you'd probably be quite aware of, like, how you're speaking and how you're acting for the first few days, and then you probably kind of just, like, subconsciously kind of forget about it. And I know I would look back and I'd, like, be, like, clocking, like, my hunchbacks. So I'd be clocking, like, the way I said stuff. Because, you know what I mean? Like, I guess, like, because we all do YouTube, it's so, but I think that is so different because you're so, like, aware of the camera in front of you and you're speaking to the camera. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you're so aware of that. Whereas on something like Love Island, just constantly being filmed 24 hours a day, like, you would slip up so much. Like, I'd be like, oh, there's my hunchback creeping in. Like,
I did think that when they were watching the thing back on the cinema screen, I was thinking, I wonder what they're looking at, because I'd just be looking at what I look like and how I'm
literally. I'd be like, oh, bit too much bronzer that day. God, didn't look good then.
FaZe lip gloss absolutely drives me insane.
Me too.
But do you know what? I actually feel like it kind of works for her, and I can kind of see her coming out and coming out with, like, a brown lipstick.
She probably will, you know. She definitely will.
She's getting some airtime, I'll give her that. She's getting some real airtime.
Mm. This is what I mean. Like, as much as, like, okay, like, maybe she popped off a bit too much. Maybe she was a bit too, like, did a bit too much. At the end of the day, if she wasn't there, like, everybody would be calling it boring. So we do have to give her flowers for that.
True. Casting crew on that one, because they did get some really good people in this year.
Speaking of which, do you know who my favourite is? And I actually think she's one of my favourite people to ever grace the ITV2 villa. Like, I'm so obsessed with her. I don't think I've quite ever been this obsessed with a reality TV person. Chloe.
It's like Kaz.
No, Chloe. I think Chloe is just, like, a walking, like, just so iconic.
No way.
No way.
No way.
It wasn't a test for me. It was for you.
Have you seen there's a TikTok of a girl, like, doing impressions of everyone, and she does Chloe's, and it's absolutely, like, it's so funny.
My favorite is, like, people are always like, Chloe just literally is, like, walking around like she's drunk all the time. She's just got, like, a natural slur to her words. Like,
I hate how I hated her and Toby at first, but now I'm starting to like them again, and I kind of hate myself for it.
Oh my god, yeah, I'm voting for them to win at this point.
Who do you want to win, actually?
Chloe and Toby.
I feel like I kind of want Millie and Liam.
Oh, please!
No, I would love Millie and Liam to win, and I would love her to, like, take the money. Like, I think that's
yeah, I wish someone would steal the
Why
money.
Why would no one do that?
Because no one's ever going to do it.
Oh, because at the end of the day, like, okay, like, don't get me wrong, 50k is a lot of money, but these people are coming out and, like, earning that from one Pretty Little Thing or Miss Pap shoot, do you know what I mean? Like,
I imagine the, like, media afterwards. Like, they could agree backstage to split it afterwards, bank transfer. Like, for the drama of, like, the press from both, that is so, I think that's a good publicity.
Amber story. Should have done it when she won with her.
But also, Millie is way too nice of a person to ever steal the money. Like, she's...
Yeah, she definitely wouldn't.
She'd probably be like, oh, I feel bad taking it, like, please, like... It was all kicking off on Twitter this week. I was actually quite shocked. It really was a shock to my system. I didn't see this coming in a million years. If you were going to tell me Jessie J and Nicki Minaj were going to be fighting over Twitter in 2021, that was not on my bingo card. But
wait, what?
Oh my god, have you not seen this?
Oh, I've not seen this.
It happened, like, on the weekend. Basically, Jessie J did an interview and they were talking about Bang Bang. And she was like, yeah, like, me and Ariana recorded the song, and then Nicki heard it and she was like, oh my god, I have to jump on this track. It's so good. And Nicki Minaj basically just tweeted and was like, babe, let's not lie, we both know this isn't true. She was like, your label came to me and begged me to come on it and, like, paid me. Like, I don't know why you're saying these false rumors.
That's so
embarrassing. Oh my god, that is so embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing. Like, I would actually, I would just change my name. I'd just move, like, just delete all social media. But Jessie J then came back and was like, oh, sorry, like, I didn't realize I got it wrong. And it's like, they just leave, like, just leave the dust to settle now. Like, it's too much now.
That is awkward. I feel like Nicki Minaj is one of them people where she's iconic in every right, but also, like, people meme her a lot. So I feel like if Nicki Minaj claps back at anyone, that's not going away. Like, that's being reposted on meme pages and everything. Like, that's not just like, oops, sorry, babe, must have misunderstood.
Also, she's like, Nicki Minaj, one of the few people in the world where, like, if she, I would just accept it if she tried to cancel me and end me. I'd be like, you know what, fair enough, babe. Like, you win this one. I'll take the bow. Like, I'll delete my social media accounts and, like, move to the countryside and start, like, a Von Trapp family. Like, you take it, babe. Like, I'll give you that one.
I don't even know where Jessie J has been all this time as well.
Like, she's not my music in years.
She was on the Chinese X Factor. Like,
no, she wasn't.
What?
She was. Have you not seen? It's just like the most random thing. Like, everybody, like, this was like a year ago, to be fair. Someone tweeted being like, if anybody's wondering what Jessie J is up to, she's literally just won the X Factor in China.
Oh, she on it as in, I thought
you meant, thought you meant a judge.
As a contestant.
You're joking.
No.
Why was she, what? How have I missed this? I want to watch it.
It's just, when I saw it, I was like, what is going on? Like, Jessie J is such a myth. Also, saying that though, saying that Nicki Minaj is like a meme queen, Jessie J has got a few up her sleeve herself. She's got that AirPod one, which is like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
I actually just, that, how on earth, she was really big at one point. Like, she was like, lean on, like,
her
UK
voice is
charts.
Amazing.
And then how does someone just disappear like that? Oh my god, Anna's just got it up on her phone.
What the hell? I'm sorry, that baffled me.
I used to be obsessed with her. Like, I bought her autobiography and read it like cover to cover. Like,
oh, she did. Of course you did.
Do it like a dude was like, it was definitely like my Facebook profile picture caption like 2011, like stomp stomp, I've arrived.
I've definitely tweeted like a bracket with an and like Jessie J lyrics.
Literally. But also, Nicki Minaj ended the tweet, so she, like, dragged her, like, was like, what the hell are you on about, babe? This is not true. Like, this is so embarrassing for you. And then ended it, like, love you with a unicorn emoji. I was like...
You're joking.
I was like, she was like, so much love for you, though, babe. I was like, what? I wonder what Ariana Grande is thinking about this. Like, she's probably just watching it all unfold, like, this is not my business.
She's just married and living her best life. She doesn't care about these people.
Isn't it? But no, actually, no, Ariana and Nicki are, like, still best friends. Like, they always go to each other's houses. It's so cute.
I cannot fathom their relationship. Like, I'd love to just be there, like, CCTV camera, just watching them sat in the living room. Like, what do they even do?
No, but I reckon, especially, like, with her recent stuff, I reckon Ariana's quite, like, crazy, like, behind the scenes. Do you know what I mean?
I'd like to think she would be, but I also feel like I'm just stuck on that Nickelodeon, like, Cat Ballard energy.
Yeah, but like, like, all her songs are like, you know what I mean, like, a bit risque. I reckon she's a bit of a bad bitch behind the scenes. Like, in the hills of LA, she's definitely like trotting up and down, like in her knee-high boots and hoodie dress, like clip clopping around the hills.
Imagine walking into a room and Nicki Minaj and Ariana Grande are just on a sofa together, like opposite you. Like, what do you do?
Also, what to me, I always think about when I see them, and what makes the friendship even funnier to me, is they're both like 5'1".
You're joking.
Yes. I knew Ariana was small. When did Nicki was that
Nicki's
small?
Nicki's tiny. I mean, I'll double check the height. Let's not start some false rumors, because otherwise I'm going to get called out on Twitter next, being like, hey, babe, just so you know. Love you, unicorn emoji.
Emoji.
She's 5'2", yeah.
What the hell? And she's
five
like...
5'2".
I feel like because she's got big, like a big bum, big boobs, imagine what like...
That would look like in real
the
life.
The proportions just don't... Yeah. Kim Kardashian, I feel like the proportions, like it's very like, oh.
Also, to be fair, I definitely think Nicki Minaj is constantly like cutting about in like 6-inch heels. Like, I feel like that's probably why she seems so much taller as well. McDonald's has come out with a brand new collaboration with one of my actual favourite people in this world, Saweetie. It was, I mean, unexpected. Would never have put Saweetie and McDonald's together. It was just like, it really came out. Because, do you know what I mean? Like, as much as I love Saweetie, I feel like Travis Scott is like, big name, like...
Another level.
And then it was just like, I just don't like, I mean, I'm happy for her, but like, it was the last name that I was expected to be pulled out the woodworks to be doing a collab with McDonald's. Do you know what I mean?
I don't forget how that works as well, because I feel like McDonald's would be quite like a PG, like, I don't know. I feel like she's not. She's the complete opposite of what I'd associate. Like, with if you're McDonald's. Pairing someone to a brand, I would not put her to McDonald's. Like, that's what she's is she even
some,
doing? With
she's done like big collaborations though. She's a Pretty Little Thing collaboration as well.
Yeah, and she did like Call of Duty or something. Like, it was so random. I remember seeing it on her Instagram. I was like, babe, where is the brand strategy behind this? Like.
She's chasing the bag. She says yes to every email that comes through. Like, okay, like, in the money.
She has done Function of Beauty. She has done Casetify. She has gone through. No, but her order is based. Well, also, I saw it like the campaign and all of it behind it, and the whole thing is supposed to be like, do it your way or do it Sweeve's way. Like, it's like a do it like you're like. So she's putting like sauce on top of the burger, and like on top of the bun instead of in the burger. It was very confusing.
Burger. That's what.
I also feel like that would be impossible to eat. It would be so messy. I feel like I would end up everywhere.
I feel like some of these collabs don't get actually thought out. Like, who would know? Like, what is she saying? Like, if we're saying, or is it a team deciding to put sauce on top of a burger? Like, how does that even work?
Also, like, imagine, like, because she was like, this is how I like my sauce. Like, this is how I like my burger. And I'm just like, babe, imagine if you turn up for a first date with someone and they ordered, and they just like, start whacking up the sauce on top of the bun. I'd be like, what is going on?
That is an ick. That is a massive ick. Imagine actually on a date and someone's like doing it all backwards, like, No.
That's wrong. Very wrong.
Saying that, I still think. I mean, first of all, I would never order a burger on a first date anyway. That's the most stupidest thing I've ever heard. But if they're forced to take me to a burger restaurant, I do think I would still take the salad out the burger.
I feel like I'd just take the fries. I feel like I won't even attempt the burger.
I know, it'd be really embarrassing. I just, like, I can't do greenery in sandwiches and burgers and wraps. They have to go. Like, I'm just like, it doesn't work, it doesn't make sense. Like, I'm trying to like have like a carb thing. Like, I'm not trying to have like three of my five a day, like it, like ruining my experience. So I would either have to ask for the waiter to not put it in or take it out myself, and I can't actually tell which one's worse.
Yeah, I feel like asking the waiter is I would look at someone and think, oh my god, like, who do you think you are? But then also to like messily like undo all the bun and like, yeah. Especially, like, imagine if it's like one of them fat burgers that way, it's got like a toothpick like holding it all together, and then you've got to like disassemble this burger. No, that's just messy.
And she's like rearranging it on the plate in front of me, like, hang on, babe, could you just give me one sec? Hold that thought. I'll get back to that combo in a sec, but just let me concentrate on this.
You suddenly start working for Byron Burger or like McDonald's, reassembling the full order.
But Saweetie's actual, like, the Saweetie's McDonald's order is a Big Mac, 4-piece chicken nuggets, medium fries, medium Sprite, and then tangy barbecue sauce and Saweetie and sour sauce. First of all, I get that the McDonald's menu is not the most extensive. Well, it is. I mean, they've got options, but do you know what I mean? It's not like some like extensive menu. But I just think a Big Mac and chicken nuggets are the most beige things on the menu. Like, if I was doing an order, I'm definitely going to be going for something like a bit more quirky to that, so people can look at me and be like, oh my gosh, he's not like the other girls. Like, do you know what I mean?
You think they would have made something a bit different, like a different, like a brand new burger or something?
Like, just, I feel like she doesn't even eat at McDonald's. I feel like she's just been, doesn't. She's googled like popular things from McDonald's and like and six nuggets have come out.
She's like, what is going to get the most orders? Like, what is the most popular thing on the menu?
What does McDonald's sell most of? That's what she's googled. If she's earning royalties from it, that is what she's done.
Oh my god, imagine if she is getting royalties from that. She'd be making bank.
Babe, that's why she's doing a teeth whitening strip ad next week.
Saweetie's Google history is, what's the most popular thing at McDonald's? What is functional beauty?
What is survey that you have to fill out? It's just like a link to the survey on functional beauty.
Rihanna has officially, according to Forbes, become a billionaire this week. Happy for her. Go for it, babe. But now I'm like, okay, we're at the £1 billion status, babe. We can like really like put down the mascara, put down your thongs and stuff. Like, you've made the money now, babe. Let's just get back to the music. I don't know why we need to keep going with this business empire when we've already at a billion. Like, can we get back to music now?
You think she'd ever come back out with music?
Yeah.
It baffles me that she was living in London for a while. That baffles me.
She's there for 2 years, wasn't she?
That's crazy. I think that's absolutely insane.
Did you guys ever see she got paparazzi with a Sainsbury's bag for life?
That's how it all came out. I literally cannot believe that. But then at the same sense, I think if I were walking around London, I wouldn't have my eyes like looking for Rihanna. Or if I saw her But like Rihanna, I literally would like.
She went to Winter Wonderland, didn't she?
Yeah,
in like a big outfit.
Shut up. No, she didn't.
She did. Yeah.
Was she like playing like the little like basketball games, trying to win like a teddy in Hyde Park? Like what?
She was wearing like some extravagant like. She was really like covered up, like jacket, like a big parka, so you could tell it was her. But she got papped there.
Oh my god! Wow. Who's the most famous person you've seen in London? Like as in like not like like planned. Like actually saying that, I bumped into. I walked past Rachel from Love Island yesterday.
Rachel.
As in one who couldn't walk in the heels.
Oh my god!
You're joking.
I was with someone and he was literally like, "Oh my god, is that Rachel from Love Island?" And I was like, "Shut up!" I was freaking out. I was like, "Please, I could recognize that walk from anywhere." Like,
did you say anything, George?
She'd walk past and I was like, oh god, she's gone now. And then I'm also pretty sure I bumped, maybe there was an event going on, but I'm pretty sure I bumped into Aaron, not bumped into, but walked past Aaron as well, but didn't really get a proper look.
Last year I bumped into, is it Luke M? With Shanice, right?
Yes,
I bumped into Luke M and like he'd literally been off Love Island like 2 weeks. I were on Oxford Street outside like where the Top Shop used to be, RIP. But I literally bumped, like, he just walked past me, but he were in, like, a vest and shorts, and it weren't, like, warm weather. Like, he'd been on the Love Island. It was obviously, like, January time. When was Love Island, the winter one? He went in the winter.
Yeah, January.
Summer. Like, he were in, like, he was had, like, in his vest, in his shorts. I literally thought to myself, like, is he just walking up and down Oxford Street, like, still in his Love Island outfit? Like, what? Like, what?
Fresh off the plane, like.
Like a character. I feel like he went into Love Island and formed this like character of like wear like no t-shirt and like now that's just his life. And like for people to see him, he has to wear the vest top and shorts. It was so weird. I can't think of the most famous person I've like just casually.
Yeah, me too. I'm trying. We saw someone in LA actually, but not in London. We saw Roberts.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, LA is so like I literally like bumped into like on the same street Cameron Diaz and Logan Paul. It's like actually like a myth. Like when people are like, oh my god, like you actually don't think that the actual famous people will just be like rocking about, like popping up and down the streets, like popping to the shops to get a pint of milk, but they obviously do.
Imagine what LA is like now. Like we haven't been in 2 years and like TikTok weren't a thing then. Like imagine like how often we were saying like, do you reckon you'd just walk down Melrose and see like Addison Rae and then like Charli D'Amelio? Like it's just gone process that that's even a thing.
I think the most famous person I've seen in London, like on the streets like randomly, is I saw Alicia Dixon in a car once on Oxford Street.
Oh my god.
I feel like yours are all so like bizarre people.
Alicia Dixon and
Cameron Diaz and Rachel Finney from Love Island. Like, what a trio. Every episode we end with an unpopular opinion. You can go ahead and submit yours over on our TikTok at Pop Off Podcast. And this week's unpopular opinion, previously touched on it, but someone submitted that they want Millie and Liam to win this year's Love Island. I've already said, personally disagree with this, don't think that's actually appropriate at all, and I actually think that Liam should be ejected from the villa. No, I'm joking. But I just don't think, it's not the same anymore. Ever since Casa Amor, like, they're back together, they're still cute, but it's just not got the same feeling. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like, also, Liam never really got much airtime, so he comes across as so boring. I just think he doesn't have much personality. I get they're cute together, but...
I can't actually see his face laughing. Like, Joe, I can picture people laughing, but I think I've only seen his face, like, serious. But I feel like I am the person that submitted that unpopular opinion.
It's from user at...
I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like, I feel bad for Millie. I feel like she's been through shit. And I don't really care if Leon wins or not. If it did a Amber and Greg and he literally, like, starts going in the Olympics this year, no, like, media coverage, so that, and she gets all, like, the fame, the glory, or whatever... That's what I want for her.
That's what I mean. I'm not feeling too sorry for Millie because I know she's going to be walking out to, like, deals left, right, and centre. Even, like, ASOS have already doing stuff. I actually think, I've got a little conspiracy theory. I think that ASOS and Millie signed a contract before she went in.
Really?
Because
ASOS keeps... ASOS, like, reposted loads of her outfits from, like, the past 6 months on Instagram. And I'm like, how? Like, what? Like, that's very, like... my friends from like university and school and stuff, they don't really tag the outfits they're wearing if they post a picture. I'm like, how did you know that all this stuff was from ASOS? And they also did like a discount code with Millie. They were like, oh my god, like our girl from the villa, like not our girl, but they were like, oh my god, we all feel bad for Millie in the villa, so because of that everybody can get 20% off ASOS. I was like,
maybe. Do you reckon they have contact with the contestants, like a brand, for them to agree that, like, what if someone's agreeing that on her behalf? Because like, surely they don't all go into it. They'll have like an agent that works for ITV when they sign it, but surely they don't have like someone doing emails and brand deals from when they're in the villa.
I reckon nowadays they do, because obviously like people are so aware of obviously you're going to come out to followers and like be like opportunities and stuff. So if you know that you're going in like a month prior, like it's enough time to like contact someone and be like, hey babe, go on Love Island if you want to sign me before I go in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you know, actually, before we end this, do you know so I was thinking, when you go on Love Island, someone obviously takes over your Instagram. I feel like to get a lot of followers on Instagram, I feel like Molly made it really well. I feel like she took a bunch of photos to post, so it weren't all like the spammy like screenshots.
Yeah, it was just like nice pictures of her.
I don't know what I do in that. Like, who do you give your Instagram to for one? And then like, also, how do you like take that many Instagram photos? Like, I feel like I'd get out and hate the ones that I took 6 weeks ago. Like, who do you leave with that responsibility? And like, do you have an action plan, or do you just let it go?
If you're smart about it, you go in with a bit of a plan.
I don't know. You know Mary on This Year? She's done the exact same one, because she was an influencer before Love Island. She like modelled for like Pretty Little Thing, Boohoo. She's like,
I literally saw her in Debenhams ad on Facebook earlier. She was a thing for her.
And she's like posting like she's done the like same vibe as Molly May, like taking like loads of pictures beforehand. I feel like also as like my, like not so, like it is like almost like it sounds so stupid, but like to actually like take the pictures and it to look good, like you do have to kind of like, it's not like something that you just like wake up and like, oh, I know how to take a good picture. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like a lot of the times when they like come out of like Love Island, especially if they're like a little older, like not like growing up on social media, like in the late 20s, 30s, like they don't really like get it instantly. Do you know what I mean? Like, I do see some people come off Love Island and then they go on their social media and I'm like, babes, this ain't how social media is social mediaing nowadays. Like, they're, like, posting, like, an hour-long live stream to their Instagram. I'm like, who's watching this?
I feel like I would have to actually pre-plan it and, like, actually do shoots. Because I wouldn't want someone to repost, like, old photos of me. Like, I look back on photos that I posted on Instagram a week ago and think, oh, my God, like, what the hell were I thinking? Never mind, like, me being in Love Island and then reposting it to, like, however many followers you've now got. I feel like I'd literally come out and be like, archive.
I always say, because, like, a few of my friends have been asked to go on and stuff, and I'm always like, can you please just go on and please let me run your social media? Like, do you know how much fun I would have running someone else's social media account? Like, I feel like that would be
so good at running someone's.
I think that would be so fun running someone else's social media account for like 6 weeks. Also, babes, do you know how much like fun that's going to be having access to their DMs?
I forgot about that. That would be
I'd be like going back from 3 years ago, like, what did you, like, we fell out on this day, let me see if she bitched about me to anyone on that day. Like, Anastasia and Byron, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you guys very much for listening. As always, make sure to subscribe to the podcast on Global Player, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your podcasts. And you can find us every Thursday, same time, same place. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.